sweepstakes, and there were probably, I'd say, about 8 people up in the shack for that. We actually heard, I think we heard John KDAOAS, but someone said they'd already picked the other station at the time, you know, as we kind of registered, hey, wait, that's John. And because of the sweepstakes, you know, you switch off, you don't get a second chance to get the other station, because you keep hopping frequencies. And that was something that none of us really quite understood, and they kind of figured out from the rules, actually while I was running the DMR on Saturday. Thing about the code keys and time from the observatory, the observatory was probably actually sending time to whoever was doing the timekeeping, probably the railroad station. So that's probably what the telegraph keys were about. There's actually a history detective where they kind of go into how that works, because someone had a clock that was the timekeeping clock that was set by the observatory and then sent the time signals out on the telegraph. Anyhow, so we're going to take you back to that.